T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have this morning on a now rainy Monday morning?
That's a sprinkle. It's a passing
shower. That doesn't look like a sprinkle,
shower.
Man.
It's a passing shower.
Passing?
Yeah. Well, eventually. All right. Story comes. What?
No, I'm laughing.
Eventually.
No, because it happened to me, so I took my wife out to eat Saturday night, and on the way home, 595 was shut down, and I got stuck. You know, you get stuck. Oh. Like, I saw it, but I was like, oh, there's nowhere to go unless I want to, you know, ruin the bottom of this car trying to flip, you know, into another. And I went, nah. It was completely
shut down. How long did it take you to get home?
An extra hour. Yeah, that's extra hour. Great. Not bad for dinner. Wasn't that far away. Right. Anyway, what do you got, Woody? I'm sorry, man.
Huh? Was dinner good?
Yeah, no. It was a beautiful night with my beautiful wife.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you guys head out to like Las Olas or something?
Yeah,
with OJ.
A double date.
What made you think OJ?
I don't know. Because
he's scared bleep.
By the way, you never know. OJ goes to a lot of different places.
You said he hangs out there. I don't make it up to Broward, so I don't know. All right. Look, man, anytime a weight story comes rolling around, by the way, a lot of people coming up about your cat over the weekend at Canes Fest. We were out there live, and there was another cat situation.
So we'll my daughter goes, you can show the cat, and Billy. I go, no, because I'm tired of people taking a shot. The cat's part of the family. It's the first cat I've ever had.
Okay. It'll be the last after the thing eats itself to death. All right. Oh, again, we have a weight story here to get to. Luka Doncic, who you have, what have you called him, Joe, over the years? Out of shape, overweight.
He was super.
All those things.
After he played for his
he
team.
He said he was. He said he
came
was.
In like right. 30 pounds overweight. Okay. Yeah.
Well, he has slimmed down this summer and trying to get a little bit more. We're nimble.
Well, listen, he's pretty damn good for a guy that plays heavy.
Right.
Yeah, well, now he's slimmed down. He's playing at his at Joe's ideal playing weight for him.
Don't put me on this. Well, you act like I called the Dallas Mavericks and said, hey, he's got to drop 20. Grab him a couple of salads. Stop it.
All right, we'll go to golf next here. Will Zalatoris, he's the guy that looks like the caddy from Happy Gilmore.
Hell of a player.
He actually fired his caddy mid-tournament here.
Whoa.
There's never a good time to say goodbye.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is weird though, man. So like he's 25. The caddy was like his best friend. Apparently, hey. They would all they hang out and
not
all that.
Anymore.
That's gonna ruin that a little bit. Be a little friction there. That guy just lost a six-figure job.
Yeah, he said the guy's basically been my best friend for the last 3 years,
oof.
And I fired him on Friday during the Wyndham Championship. You see the guy that he hired, by the way, he was like 100 years old.
I didn't see who it. I
you
saw
get paid
story.
If you get fired halfway through. By the end of the
I'm
tournament,
I'm sure he paid him for the whatever the right. amount well, was for that.
Actually, did pretty well. He said the time with the first caddy had 8 top 10 finishes, earned over $6.6 million.
Wow!
No, the guy's made hundreds of thousands of dollars being his caddy. That's why he's pissed.
Right, of course.
It'd be one thing if it was your buddy and you're just hanging on, going, "I wish he'd let me go," because we ain't making any money out here. This guy's really good.
All right, this was a very strange story here. Did you see the Cale Gundy story from Oklahoma?
I did.
No, what happened?
So, Cale Gundy, who is one of the longest tenured football coaches in the Big 12. He's the assistant at Oklahoma. I guess he's like the assistant head coach. They gave him, you know, one of those titles.
Yeah.
Said he resigned on Sunday night, saying that he read aloud, quote, a word that I should never under any circumstance have uttered off the screen of a player's iPad during a film session last week. Is this like a Ron Burgundy moment here where he just like read something
be,
he shouldn't have?
Yeah, it probably had to be.
But here's the thing. I don't know why, like, if you really did it was really, truly an accident, why would you need to resign? Which you're kind of like a little mutant-like, like the brother, Mike Gundy.
Right, right. I'm a man. I'm 40. Come after me.
It's just a very strange story here. And he's called himself, he goes, you know, it takes a real man of character to acknowledge when I've done something wrong.
Right.
There's nonsense in his little statement that he put out. Hmm. But this is very strange. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
This goes back to rap songs that say the N-word, and you're telling a white kid, like, hey, you can't say that.
Right.
You're going to get caught. If you don't believe it, ask the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills.
Right, right. Go back to his Twitter from 8 years ago.
When he was 14 right. years old.
Gundy said in the moment he did not even realize what he was reading. As soon as he did, quote, I was horrified.
What do you mean? You read it and didn't realize
right.
it?
Yeah,
like you didn't look and go.
Joe, I mean, look, either way, like if the guy had a bad Ron Burgundy moment and he really was horrified as he claims to be, and it was the first time he said that word, which I don't know.
Well, you can read the room right away. By the way, you can read the room right away, and if the room looks a little upset, it's probably a good move
because right.
you're going to be gone.
That's probably what happened.
But
though.
If you're well-respected and stuff and you said it. And,
3 weeks
you know,
before the season? All right.
I'm sure he was afraid that there was
a lot of heat
coming.
I think there's a little more to that
coming.
Story.
Maybe.
Than like you slipped up and read a lyric off an iPad. A little more to that story.
Maybe.
I was hitting it hard.
Give me back my iPad. What was that?
All right. Joe's new favorite movie. We're off sports here. Top Gun.
Oh.
Maverick passes Titanic.
It's a see twice.
To
it's that good.
Wow. Seven. You've seen it twice?
No, I said I would see it again. I got to get out to see Elvis first. But I do want to – well, I'm done now for the weekend. My weekends are done. But
did
yeah.
you go over the weekend to the movies again?
No, I spent most of the time at camp.
In traffic.
But you're the kind of guy that would go during the day to catch a solo matinee, right?
You did. That's
yeah,
what you saw
I,
the first
I said
one.
I got yeah. no problem with doing that yeah. now. No, you're right. So, you know, hey, a bunch of people, my own age in here. Look at this.
Nothing wrong with a little matinee.
You think he's my age too, honey? Go ahead.
All right, so let me give you guys the domestic box office numbers here. So Top Gun now is number seven.
Seven all time?
All time. It passed
wow.
Titanic.
Holy smokes.
Have you seen Titanic?
100 times.
Pretty good film.
Joe was there live.
Yeah, that's true. It was
music
like,
made it too. Yeah.
Were you alive for the Titanic?
Come on, man. Stop it.
All right.
Stop. Now you went too far.
No, it was like in the 40s.
Today I'm going to start getting on YouTube about that. Was just not called for.
Okay. Number six, Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, they're all going to be coming.
Number five, Black Panther.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Number four, Avatar. Very, oh, very overrated movie.
No, what?
Very overrated.
Stop.
Number three, Spider-Man No Way Home. Have not seen. Number two, Avengers Endgame. And this one I was surprised by. Number one. Any idea?
No.
Highest grossing film all time in
is it a Star Wars
country?
Movie?
It is a Star Wars movie. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Wow.
Well, I haven't seen any of them, so I didn't get to
that
see
Star
them.
Wars,
I didn't
guy.
See any
I
of
was the only one.
Movies either.
Yeah.
Star Wars, surprisingly.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Now, my favorite time on Monday here when we get to do some cards. Because there were a lot of sales over the weekend.
Mm. Boy, the card stuff is just amazing.
Huge. Right.
I'll tell you what, you see that kind of money and you learn more about it, man, you just, it does get my attention. Yeah, what do you got?
All right, so Julio Rodriguez, of course, his popularity, I think, is a little spiking a little because of the home run derby.
Yeah.
We had a Bowman Red Refractor rookie, BGS 9.5, $276,000.
Wow.
We had a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar 1986-87 Fleer sticker.
Mm.
So if you ever see the 86-87 Fleer, that's obviously the packs that the Jordan rookie comes in, right?
Woody, the problem is I can't keep track of who's making these cards. It's like all these different
names.
Who's
making them?
Well, the names on all the different cards, right, it's out there now.
Well, there's not really that many. There's the main brands that make the cards. There
used to be just good old Topps was doing everything.
Well, Topps makes
Upper
Bowman.
Deck. Yeah.
And Panini makes like a lot of these other ones
right.
that we're talking about here. So it's not really not that complicated. But
okay.
Anyway.
Take a shot at me.
The Fleer sticker, before you interrupted there with your confusion, they have the Fleer, the 86-87 Fleer packs, which have the Jordan rookie in them, right? So there's a sticker that comes in the back of every pack. We had a PSA 10 Kareem Abdul-Jabbar sticker, $266,400.
Wow. Really?
Which was very surprising. We had a Tom Brady Upper Deck SPX Spectrum rookie card, PSA 10. Now, this card out of 25 here, there's only 25 of these.
Yeah.
$194,400. That is an all-time record for that card.
Damn, Tom Brady stuff is just crazy.
Right. Goat, man.
We had an all-time high for a Max Verstappen card. You know who that is?
Yes.
F1 racer.
How could we not know it?
We had the Top Super Fractor 1-of-1 auto sold for, listen to this number, $534,000.
Whoa. 1-of-1, though. Right?
1-of-1.
Wow.
Graded a 9, by the way. Also a 9 on the auto. We had an all-time record for a Stephen Curry card. This was a 2009 National Treasures RPA rookie patch auto sold for $1.08 million.
Wow.
One more time.
$1.08.
How about that? Steph Curry
That's
gets
insane.
The million-dollar mark.
It really is crazy.
You know what, Woody, you're getting my attention on these cards. I know you do them a lot, and a lot of people out there are collecting. It's amazing. I got more and more people in my life are collecting, really getting into it.
We had one more, and this is, in my opinion, I think is cooler than the – so we had the LeBron triple logo, man. Remember that card?
Yeah.
The one that Drake was looking for and all that. It's the highest selling card ever. So we had a – triple logo, man. It was an MJ, LeBron, and Kobe.
Whoa.
Oh.
All side to side to side. You want to guess what that sold for? It was cheaper by a lot than
really?
LeBron. Yeah. Surprisingly. I think it's cooler.
Did it hit the $1 million mark?
No
Shade
idea.
Under 1.7.
Wow. Oh, okay.
And then one more weird piece of memorabilia here. We had
the
Bobby Bonilla. The Bobby Bonilla contract.
Oh,
I saw that.
You saw that one, yeah. Yeah, I guess
180,000. I mean,
yeah, 180,000.
Good too, Joe.
Yeah, you get to spend a day at Citi Field with Bobby Bo.
Oh, nice. Still got what 13 more years on that deal? I think right 2035.
I won't be doing those contracts anymore.
right.
Imagine 2009. You get that Steph Curry card.
Oh,
it sells for $1 million.
Woody, that's why you're in the biz, right? You keep hoping that one day you open up and you go, "I hit it. I got it, honey. We're moving."
$20 boxes from Target. One of these days, man.
One of these days, old Target's going to come through for you, man. You're going to hit a jackpot at Target with the cards. Yeah, the cards. That's cool, though, Woody.
Yeah.
I like it.
Your credit card. We can
you
kind of
sold.
No.
You're doing great. Don't bring my credit card into it. Stop. You were doing so well before you start getting into my money. You were doing great. You really were. Mm. Hey, by the way, training camp coverage brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com. There's some people out there that either don't have time to go to college for 4 or 5 or 6 years or have kids. And, man, you've got so many different ways to go to find a career that's perfect for you within a year, man, within a year. They can help you find a great job, a job that's going to set you up and get you rolling, especially for people that don't have the time or just don't have the love to sit in a zillion different classes and spend all that money. Anyway, want to thank those guys for being with us. We got to go to break. The 8 o'clock hour is coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.